The following program is paid for and presented by Tony Mart Presents. The opinions expressed are not those of Town Square Media or station advertisers.
Hey, how's everybody doing out there? Welcome to Tony Mart Presents Music, Food, Fun, and Travel. Let the good times roll. Everybody is talking about it because everybody wants to relax and let go and have a good time. Let the good times roll at sea on the Big Easy Cruise, and let the good times roll at the shore in 2026. We're hoping to add an additional night on the boardwalk and have both Mondays and Wednesdays, but that is not at all certain. However, the CRETA and the state and the mayor's office in Atlantic City are all working very, very well with us. We're hoping to give you more of that. And we're delighted to tell you that we're going to be giving you another season in Summers Point. The newly elected president of city council in Summers Point, Kirk Garrity, has seen fit to just normalize and regularize the process by which Tony Mart Cares applies and is considered to produce these great concerts June 12th. And we, of course, are working every day in between fun and good times to put them together. I'm going to talk about that in a minute. So basically, we're in between the Big Easy Cruise and the Jam Cruise, which is the first time we're undertaking to get on that and see all of those great young bands between 25 and 65 years old, a lot of young talent, a lot of 30-something artists, one of which we're going to interview today, and that is Melody Trucks, whose stupendous band performed on the beach last year with the Fitzky brothers and her brother Valor Trucks. This is the legacy of the Allman Brothers, and we're going to get to know a little bit more about that intimately with Melody Trucks later on in this show. Before we get to that, all the celebrating and the fact that Mardi Gras is 2 weeks from today, is Endymion Saturday. It's a very early Mardi Gras. Endymion Saturday, Bacchus Sunday, Lundi Gras Monday, and Fat Tuesday. That's the 14th, 15th, 16th, and 17th of February. So it is upon us. And we want to mention a couple of things about that. Of course, we just had basically a version of Mardi Gras at sea, and we went up the river. Up the Mississippi River, which was really cool, and went to New Orleans for the day. It was really fun cruising up the river. But before we got to any of that, we want to say something, recognize something. It's quite sad. It's very poignant. God rest Stephen Cat Coeur. That's, of course, Cat from the fantastic Third World band, one of the greatest reggae bands in the history of music. Cat passed recently within the last week. He was 69 years old. He was a great guitar player and the musical director of one of the finest, as we used to say. They are not only, because they're still, of course, going to perform, but Cat was the musical director. We're talking about Stephen Cat Coeur from, we were very fortunate to have Third World 5 or 6 times in both Summers Point and Atlantic City and Josie Kelly's. I'll never forget the night. Like 30 or 40 of our closest friends were right there. Cat was like 5 feet from us. This is one of the major figures that played with Bob Marley, God rest his soul, we thank him and Third World for being so great. And we want to recognize his loss. It's one of the true privileges and honors of our lives. One of the things that Nancy and I are most moved by is to be able to be close to these greatest artists in the world. Taj Mahal, Cat was just so great. Gary U.S. Bonds. And we'll move quickly on to the positive side. Our dear friend, of course, John Cafferty, who is one of the greatest rock and rollers in the world today, one of the masters of East Coast rock and roll. John Cafferty and Beaver Brown has confirmed for the Summers Point Beach. I believe it's the 17th, Friday the 17th of July, which is just perfect. He loves to play in the heat of July. And we have some other confirmations that are exciting. One of them is the Melody Trucks Band with Valor Trucks and the Fitzky Brothers for the 14th of August on the beach in Summers Point. But we are also, as I said before, looking to expand and maybe do some Mondays. And we're holding a Monday, which would be really exciting. I'm not going to get into it too much now, but I'll get into it in a lot more detail if we're able to confirm it. And that is Melody Trucks and the Fitzky legacy, the Fitzky Brothers, but the legacy of the Trucks family, the Allman Brothers family, which we'll talk about in a few minutes. We're trying to do a show which would be wildly popular. It's really cool and really interesting, and that is the Live at the Fillmore East album, a tribute to the Allman Brothers Live at the Fillmore East album, performed by the Allman Brothers family. All of these, Butch Trucks's son and daughter, Derek Trucks's cousin from one of the biggest, greatest of all the jam bands in the world, Tedeschi Trucks. He, of course, is the cousin of Valor and Melody, and the greatness is it's awesome to be in the presence of all of that. If we can put this thing together and do this Allman Brothers Live at the Fillmore, it's similar to, in a lot of ways, what a lot of these great, great bands are doing nowadays. It's a trend that we love, and we've been doing it for years. The Tony Mart All-Stars have been doing it. They did it in Tony Mart's for years, way, way back when I was a little boy. But, you're not covering songs note for note, dressing up in Fakakta outfits and all of this. You know, you're really a great musical artist, and you're taking the songs that were made famous by the Allman Brothers and performed live at the Fillmore East in one of the most important live rock and roll albums in the history of the genre. And you're putting your own spin on it, but more importantly, you're incorporating original music into it. And you're doing your own compositions, which fit right in and sound like the music of the Allman Brothers. So it's the compositions of the Trucks family and the Allman family and the Fitzky family, all performed in a magnificent kind of original musical artistry. And the Weaklings are the same kind of situation. They're all rock stars. Glenn Burtnick was with Styx, two albums, I think, and with ELO. And, he's the frontman bassist in the Weaklings. And Joe, the tremendous drummer, was a Juke for years. They are really a great group of musicians, and they perform Beatles-esque music in addition to playing the tributes to the Beatles. And we're talking with them, waiting to confirm a date for this summer. This summer just looks awesome. On the Summers Point Beach, we are right now confirmed to open the show June 12th with one of the greatest blues rock producers in the world and great performers and songwriters, Tom Hambridge. Everybody who has seen him on the beach in the last couple of years loves Tom Hambridge. He's performed with everyone from the Vatican to, you know, the Rolling Stones, and written songs for them. And he's going to open up on the 12th of June, and on the 19th, right behind him is one of the top New Orleans funky, brassy rock bands today, Bonorama, who are very, very popular. Very popular band. And I think I was just talking to somebody about the 26th, but I can't even remember. It's very crazy right now trying to book everybody. But I do want to mention that the city of Summers Point and multi-levels of government, the state of New Jersey, are going to be doing the 3rd and 4th of July on the beach as part of the 250th birthday of the United States, which we know we all are going to be celebrating July 4th, 2026. And the city will be producing that, and they'll be using our same technical production, great Charlie Getz and his, what is it, Nance? Atlantic Media, right. Nancy, she writes a lot of checks to them, so she does. Anyway, that's all happening on the beach, and a lot of thanks goes to the progressive, forward-thinking people, you know, on that council who have really turned it around for us. Last year, we were miserable with contention and all kinds of challenges that were really making us nearly sick, because we love that legacy concert series so much. This year, Kirk Garrity became president of council. He stepped up with the backing of great, great progressive council people like Ricky DePamphilis and, of course, Janis Johnston. You all know how much we love her. I have her on the show all the time because she works so hard for the city, you know, and they all know that, you know, Tony Mark Cares, Inc. is ready now to give the city and give the community, the region, all of these concerts. We're going to do, we're planning 12 of them. And we have some really tremendous shows that I've just mentioned, some of them, and I'll continue to mention. Billy Walton's going to have Anthony Crizon from the Spin Doctors. That'll be a rock and roll show. August 21st on the beach. Anyway, we have to talk about something else. We're very excited about that. On the boardwalk, we simply have one of the greatest Louisiana blues rock stars in the world, Cab Benoit. I know there's a lot of people that have wanted us to get him, and this year I had a chance. A lot of it is just the way the calendar falls. And this year, it fell the right way for us, and we were able to get Tab Benoit on Wednesday, July 8th. So you want to definitely mark that one down. We opened that series June 24th on Wednesday, June 24th on the boardwalk in Atlantic City, and we're going to have an amazing, we're going to have over 15 of the greatest musicians in South Jersey, singers, performers, the Tony March Superstar Show, which is something that we're just working on now with Rich Megahertz Kurtz and Jimmy Glenn, who is our drummer and director of Tony March Cares, the producer of the concerts on the beach in Summers Point, and our 501c3 that helps musicians all the time. And we're going to talk more about some of the work they do. I want to just quickly say something about the restaurants. You know, we're going to talk a little bit about the Circle Liquor Store, and we're going to talk about, you know, the Olympic wines and Mardi Gras wines. You know, one of the greatest keyboard players in the history of recorded music, a guy named Art Papa Funk Neville, and from the Neville Brothers, from the Meters. He used to sing that song, Pocky Way, and Billy does it. A lot of people do it. You'll hear it several times this summer. I love it. It's one of my favorite Mardi Gras songs, the Mardi Gras Indian song. And Papa Funk would sing, cool, cool wine on Mardi Gras Day. And that's what it's all about. But in addition to the cool wine and the great bourbons and the single malt liquors, and, you know, down there they drink a lot of blended whiskey on Mardi Gras days. Crown Royal was really popular with the little purple bags all over Mardi Gras. But, you know, it's all about having a good time. It's tough. It's cold. When Mardi Gras is early, like this year, February 17th, it's cold in New Orleans today, man. Anybody doing a parade is dressing really warm. But, you know, we love Papa Funk, and we're going to have a lot of music and tribute to him. We're hoping to have George Porter Jr., who is, you know, Lifetime Achievement Award in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And, of course, Art Neville is right there with him, unfortunately no longer with us. But the cool, cool wine on Mardi Gras Day has to go with all the great food. And I've been wanting to just mention these sponsors that are the backbone of, you know, if you want great food, it's cold, you want to have a party, you're going to the Circle for the Olympic wines, you're going to the Circle for the Mardi Gras wines, the bourbons, the whiskeys, the single malt scotches, the tequilas from Circle Liquor Store. You also need the food. And the number one on that is Pete's Sub Shop in Egg Harbor Township. Third generation of the White House, major sponsor of hospitality for Mardi Gras on the boardwalk in Atlantic City. That's my cousine, as we say in Italian, my cousin, Pete Nistico, and the Pileggi family. And let's not forget Topo Negro, the Negro family from Nas, where my father was from. By the way, our area of Sicily was not affected, thank God, by the terrible problems that they had over there. We've gotten the word, clearly, thank God. But Pete Subs and Joe's Mediterranean in Summers Point, I can't say enough great things about Paul and Anna. They are great chefs, and they have great specialties, lots of wonderful things to go. The Greek pizza is a real novelty. Of course, the gyros are wonderful. The pasta dishes are really good considering that they are not Italian, but they really do some excellent veal and pasta dishes. And it's a great place. We like to take our wine from the Circle Liquor Store and go over there. But try the spanakopita. That's the Greek spinach, feta cheese, phyllo pastry. Type like a pie, a crisp, what do you call it? Like not puff pastry, but phyllo pastry. And really, I think Anne makes the best there is. And let's not forget, I often do overlook Walt from Walt's Original Primo Pizza. Walt is one of these guys like Jeanette Gemza at Circle Liquor. They do not know how to say no. Everything is yes. Everything is okay. They support us. They've supported the Legacy Concerts on the Beach in Summers Point since Nick Regine began them. And, you know, I can't say enough great things about it. Except I will say one thing. My friend Mike Riley is getting off the legendary Rhythm and Blues cruise today. We couldn't make it because of the conflict with the Big Easy cruise. But next year there's no conflict. We're going to do both. But Mike Riley and I think about those fantastic Italian Strombolis we get on the beach. We get them delivered to us on the beach. Walt's original Primo pizza. It doesn't get any better than Walt. I mean, he is one of the fine gentlemen. And we want to say hello to our friends at the North End Grill. Angelo, the barbecue chef over there, he's got the smoker going on Bay Avenue. And we want to say hello to them. Go over and have breakfast. Have some excellent brisket, some excellent wings. And then Atlantic City, of course, Tony's Baltimore Grill is our sponsor and helps us. And then a Landmark across from the White House on Arctic Avenue, Formica's Bakery and Cafe, Freitag Formica's Bakery Cafe. Thanks so much to Frank Formica for everything he does. It's time for us to visit the legacy. And this is so cool for me because, you know, I am motivated by my father's legacy. And this guest right here is not only a great artist with a great band, unbelievable the way they blew us away on the beach last summer, but she also is very articulate, knowledgeable, and intelligent. And she's very much involved in the Music Masters collection, which we're about to see one of their shows on the Jam cruise. Suffice it to say that her and her brother Vailor, who are going to perform on the 14th of August on the beach in Summers Point, are the son and daughter of the famous Butch Trucks from the Allman Brothers Band. And their cousin is Derek Trucks, who's one of the biggest names in jam music in the world, the Tedeschi Trucks Band. And they have another cousin, Dwayne Trucks, who is the current drummer in Widespread Panic. I think you get it. And Lamar Williams Jr., whose father was Lamar Williams, the second bassist in the Allman Brothers, also plays with these musicians. They are the creme de la creme of the new generation of Southern rock and roll and blues rock and their own beautiful music, like I said before, Allman-esque, as well as all their originals and the Allman Brothers music. My friend Melody Trucks, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you so much. It's so great to be here, Carmen.
It's a pleasure to have you. It really is. Let's get right to, first let's talk about the foundation and how it ties into what you're doing on the Jam band, on the Jam cruise.
So my father started working with Music Masters Collective, probably about 14 years ago at this point. My dad had a Music Masters camp with Music Masters Collective called Roots Rock Revival. And it happens up in the Catskills every year. And that's how Vailor and I got plugged into Music Masters Collective. Is Vailor started going to Roots before dad passed away, but my first trip up there was the year that he left. So we have plugged in, and because it's such a beautiful program, we have plugged in to continue the work that he started there with Music Masters. And Music Masters Collective also does a program on Jam Band or on Jam Cruise called Masters Camp at Sea. And basically what they do is the entire program, both on the boat and off, is all about connecting musicians with some of the elite musicians of the genres that they are interested in. And so it becomes not just master classes, but getting to know these musicians, getting to get one-on-one rehearsal time and instruction time with these musicians that they usually go and see play, but then they get a chance to actually learn directly from them. And this year, Masters Campus C is actually focusing on the music of the Allman Brothers.
So it's perfect. It's just perfect. And, you know, this is something that is one of the reasons I was so excited about having you on the show. And of course, one of the last year, we were so blown away by your show with the amazing Pitsky brothers, your brother Valor, great guitar player, and our own Ryan Gregg, right, on keyboards.
Absolutely. We love Ryan. He's actually, the way I met Ryan was through Roots Rock Revival. So
there
it
you
brings
go.
People together.
It's an amazing thing, you know, and there's a lot of this going on. And it is really the direction of the world, because some of the, you know, the greatest music, the classic rock, the classic funk, the New Orleans classic, the songbooks from John Lennon to Alan Toussaint, that music will never die, but it gets recreated every time one of you and your gifted young musicians jams it out. And that's what's so exciting. I'm so excited about that. And it isn't just young people. I was just talking about the Weaklings. They are some of the greatest musicians in New Jersey, and they not only do the Beatles tribute, but they do the Beatles-esque music. The way you were talking about your originals being very similar sounding in certain ways and heavily influenced by the Allman Brothers music. Why don't you elaborate on that a little bit as a creative artist? Let me just mention that she is a great songwriter and you know, singer and percussionist and band leader, and I'm so impressed with this young lady. I just say she's young because she's so much younger than me, but that's not hard. tell us how you feel about this whole thing. It's really exciting, isn't it, Melody?
It really is. So one of the ways that I'm trying to honor the legacy of, you know, my dad and the Allman Brothers and the genre they created is by helping to keep it moving forward. And the way that I found spoke to me was by partnering with some of these younger musicians. And so I have a program called Road to Roots, where I partner with young musicians that I meet mostly through Roots Rock Revival, but I've met some in other ways. And I take them out on the road and I teach them what it is to be a touring musician in a way that is quote unquote safer, not safe. Being on the road is not safe, but but safer than trying to do it on your own. Right.
Right.
So
this is how we come to the Pitsky brothers.
Correct. I met them through Roots Rock Revival, I would say going on 4 years ago now. And, you know, I met with them, and at the time, I believe they were 16 and 18. And I was like, listen, you know, I want to take young musicians on the road with me and teach them how to tour. However, I can't take a 16-year-old in. You got to be at least 18. So instead, why don't I come and do some stuff with you, right? And so that's how the whole thing started, is I started sitting in with them. I started, going and being a guest at Pitsky Brothers shows. And I can tell you a lot of these young musicians are so passionate and so focused, like, it's amazing the drive that they have and the intent behind what they're doing. And I was so impressed with the two of them. They earned their spots as my backup band. So now we are Melody Trucks and the Pitsky Brothers. And they earned their name to be on the marquee just as much as mine, because that's how hard they work and how good they are.
They're incredibly good. I could not believe they were 20 and 22. I mean, kids.
They're 18 and 21, actually. the drummer is 18 and the bass player is 21.
And I want to tell you something. this bass player is world class. And, you know, we hang out with George Porter Jr. We hang out with Rich Megahertz Kurtz. We know who the greatest mm-hmm. bass players are, both locally and internationally. And this young Fitzky is right up there with him. Plus, you got a karmic gift because you got to become such close friends with Shauna Fitzky.
Absolutely. You know, so Drew Fitzky is the bass player. He's 21. Alex Fitzky is the drummer. He's 18. And, you know, it just so happens that Shauna Fitzky, their mother, is also a booking agent, talent buyer slash manager, and also one of my very best friends. So it all just worked out really well.
Beautiful. It's mm-hmm. a beautiful, beautiful thing. So on the chip, now let's talk about the jam band, the jam cruise. I keep calling it the jam band cruise, but it's actually the jam cruise.
Jam cruise, correct.
Right. And this is another example of what I'm talking about. And people who listen to the show regularly and come to our events know that I keep saying, you know, we cannot rely on an audience that is predominantly, you know, an average age of 78 years old. It just doesn't work. And, you know, we hope that those folks can come, and we give them, we have lots of space on the beach, on the boardwalk to have accessibility. I mean, I use a mobility scooter myself because of my bilateral degenerative knee disease. But the fact of the matter is that the young people, and when I say young people, I'm really generally talking 25, 30 to 65, are what we're talking about right now in terms of being the audience and the artist. But they are so, as you said, so influenced by, you know, George Porter or Cyril Neville or mm-hmm. Ivan Neville. You know, these are, and of course, you know, the Allman Brothers legacy and the different, I could go on and on about these bands. I mean, we were just on the Big Easy cruise, and you're going to have that influence from the great, great masters, Marcia Ball, for so many years. Mm-hmm. And then the people coming up influenced by them. And that's what you're in the middle of. That's exactly All what right. You are doing. Tell us a little bit more about both the masters and the students. And the jam band cruise, I mean, the jam cruise itself. Let's start with that. Describe your feelings about, have you ever been on, by the way, any of
this
other?
This will be my third year.
Have you ever been on any of the other ones?
No. I went straight for Jam Cruise and dug in.
The legendary is the father, the grandfather of them all, going back to the mm-hmm. ultimate. Nancy and I were on that in 94. Okay.
Yeah.
So I can't ask you how they compare, but, you know, tell me what your impressions are. I mean, is music day and night jams well into the early morning hours? Tell me
about
it. It
never stops. It never stops. So, you know, when I say early, quote unquote, I think the break every day is from 6 a.m. until like noon, maybe 11.
Right.
But there's always something going on somewhere. Even if a stage isn't going on, you can find something.
I have to stop you there. Again, my audience is going to find this to be hilarious. She just said the jam cruise is 6 a.m. to 12 noon for the break. The legendary Rhythm and Peace cruise is 4 a.m. to 10 a.m. Mm-hmm. Just a 2-hour difference there.
Just a 2-hour difference.
A lot of us old people do, well, a lot of people, especially the day drinkers. You can always tell the day drinkers from the drinkers who like kind of spread it out, because the day drinkers are gone at 12:30, 1 o'clock. It doesn't matter who's jamming, they're gone. But
right.
For us, you know, we don't drink until the evening hours, and we do crawl out of there 1:30, 2:30, 3 o'clock. That's what we're going to try to do on the jam band. Us old people, we'll be like the only old ones up at that hour, right?
Something like that, yeah. Yep.
So, at work, darling, the influence of the masters, you know, is prevalent, isn't it? And then a lot of the younger people, and even the middle-aged people, are awestruck by being so close to George Porter or Ivan Neville or whomever it might mm-hmm. be. Can you elaborate on that a little bit?
Well, one of the really great things about the Masters Camp at Sea and the Music Masters Collective experience in general is how close you get with, you know, your idols, whatever you want to, you know, I hate using that word, but I don't know what other word to use, but just people that you respect
work.
As musicians. We break down that barrier, right? And
right.
It doesn't become an us and them. It becomes a we. You know, we are here. We are creating music together. So this year we have my brother, Valor Trucks, me, Barry Oakley Jr., whose father was the original bassist for the Allman Brothers.
Right.
Peter Levin on keys, who has played with literally everybody, but he did a good stint with Greg. We also have three of the members of the killer Allman tribute band, like that's selling out places everywhere, stealing peaches. We've got Aaron, Bucky Buckingham, Chuck McGidd, and Daniel Heights. And then we have Cliff Porter, who is a drummer out of Nevada. And he's been plugged in with Music Masters for the last few years, and it's just an amazing drummer. So those are the Music Masters this year, and we are actually focusing, like I said, on the music of the Allman Brothers. And what we do is we have both a master's performance. So we do workshops in how the masters prepare. And actually this year, what we're doing is we're actually going to be digging into a lot of the commonly misplayed sections of Allman Brothers music, that it sounds one way, but it's actually another. And that's what the master's classes are going to be about. Plus, we also have a participant orchestra where people, the participants actually get to learn a set list of songs and do a performance at the end of the week. So,
and
then we as the masters actually play along with them as well. So they get to play with us, they get to learn from us, and it's just an amazing experience for everybody.
Aside from the Almonds, and the Allman influence, who would you name off the top of your head as people that you just are just so excited? Like, we're Nancy and I live and breathe Taj Mahal. He's our friend.
No,
We've been
Taj.
Together for years. Taj is so close to us. Who on this jam cruise would you mention as being like the ultimate idol, mentor, whatever you want to call it?
For this year? Or just the people who've been on there in general?
Any year.
Well, I mean, Medeski Martin and Wood. John Medeski has been part of Music Masters before, part of Roots Rock and part of Masters Camp at Sea. So Medeski Martin Wood / the Wood Brothers. Obviously, George. Carl Denson. I mean, Carl Denson's Tiny Universe is playing. Lettuce is going to be there. Kingfish is going to be there. The new Master Sounds, Dance the Funk. I mean, it gets on and on and on.
I just mentioned at the top of the show that the guy who produced some of Kingfish, Christoph Kingfish Anzung, who's mm-hmm. become a huge, huge rage in the blues rock world. One of his original recordings and work was done by Tom Hambridge. Tom Hambridge is going to open up the concerts on the beach in Summers Point June 12th this year.
Oh, that's awesome.
We're very proud to be that connected to all of this, you know, because it's five blocks from where, you know, Tony Martz once stood. And all of this music was being done then. Let me tell you, you know, they were taking a Mississippi River song like Liza Jane and doing it rockabilly style with Conway Twitty and Levon Helm when I was 8, 9 years old, my dear, okay? So there's it's always so new. Anyway, I do want to thank you so much. And I just want to ask one more question. I shouldn't do this because I'm out of time, but I want to hear your thoughts on this. To me, I see it as, you know, it's hard to categorize, but jam music, of course, focuses on the creativity of the improvisation within the fabric of the song and all, and you know, mm-hmm. the written music. But I see it as being funk, R&B, New Orleans on one side, and then the Americana and the roots rock on the other side. How do you feel about that? I mean, I think they're the two categories.
Well, you know, the thing that is jam music, it's not necessarily, one of the wonderful things about it is it doesn't fit into any category specifically, because, you know, there's some, you know, if you go into the Goose and Wolfpack and that kind of stuff, it's got some electronic, you know, aspects to it too. So it's more right. about creating spaces where the musicians can communicate with each other on another level. And it doesn't necessarily mean one specific genre. So it's all about the intent that you go into playing this music with and not the style of music that you're playing. So, and that's one of the biggest things that we teach both Masters Camp at Sea and at Roots, is it's all about your intent. And I think the most beautiful things come out of that.
Your intent.
Correct.
Very interesting answer, because I would think that, you know, the style creates the jam aspect of it, and the genre or the category of music is what's being, you know, stylistically improvised. But I guess we're getting too semantical. As the bottom line is, when somebody is great, you know they're great. It took me
five seconds.
When I walked into the last waltz, the big last waltz that Don Was did, and I heard this guy back on the keyboards playing Garth Hudson's parts, I said, oh, my God, who is that guy? And I don't know who he was. Was he Medeski, Barton, or Woods?
If it was Kings, it was Medeski.
It was Medeski. Well, I'm looking forward to meeting Mr. Medeski and telling him some stories about Garth Hudson. God bless you, babe. We'll see you on the ship. My best
thank
to everybody.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Melody Trucks, everybody. One of the great young artists and music educators in America today. Tony Mart presents. Tony Mart Cares. We are so, so proud. We are supporting Melody Trucks. We are supporting the Fitzky Brothers. We are supporting so many of these artists. And that's why we want you to support us. Tony Mart Cares, and which is a 501c3, totally tax deductible. Tony Mart presents, and in our efforts to obtain public funding for private, free performances produced privately. It's what our life is about, and it's a hell of a good life. We love it. I want to thank Rich Gerber for being a sponsor of this show. Rich Gerber is truly a master at helping people deal with the issues that are so important in their lives. We're talking about, you know, the financial planning for the fixed annuities, locking into these rates, dealing with Medicare transition. He is a master, an absolute master certified in dealing with Medicare parts, Medicare supplements, and of course, he also will help you to understand the best way to use the different guaranteed instruments, the multi-year guaranteed annuities. Right now, the rates are still pretty good, and I think it's safe to say that they're not going to stay this high. I mean, they were higher, but they're still pretty good, and you can lock into a lot of fixed rate, and you can get money bonuses if you work with Richard and invest X amount. They'll actually put additional money to work in your account at these fixed rates. You can fix the annuities at different levels. And the really important thing about this is, you know, you constantly see this crash-proof retirement, or, you know, you have to be safe. You have to get this free book, and then all your problems will be over. Just dial here 800 and get a free book. It's not about a free book or an 800 number. It's about great professionals, great human beings. Rich Gerber is one of those people. You know, formerly the president of city council in the city of Northfield, so well respected, great guy, fun to drink wine with. He'll have coffee with you. He'll meet you. You can come to his office on Central Avenue in Lynnwood, 609-653-9101. We'll meet you. You know, you can get together with him, talk about your family, talk about your situation, talk about your needs, and then plan the right thing to do to secure your good times in the future. We are very proud to have Richard, 609-653-9101, Richard T. Gerber Insurance, and he can help you in so many ways. Of course, there's no obligation, and of course, everything is free. He's not even going to talk to you about products until and unless you've talked about your life and your family and your plans and what's important to you, and then whether he has something that might be able to help you. That's the right approach. And, you know, Richard does not have to go out and, you know, and sell insurance or sell annuities, because he's been so successful all through his life. It's a situation where it benefits so much the person that is smart enough to call on him. And for 10 years, we've had more than 10 years, we've had a great relationship with Richard, and our family members and us have been his clients. And I can't say enough good things about Rich Gerber. 609-653-9101. PJ's Coffee. Next week, we're going to have Wayne from PJ's. It's Mardi Gras time, and a good way to celebrate Mardi Gras in Jersey in the cold weather. By the way, if it makes you feel any better, it's cold in New Orleans. They're suffering at those parades. Is to go to PJ's Coffee it's right there in Cornerstone in Lynnwood, 1201 New Road. And we're going to have Wayne on. He's got beignets, which are the little square donuts, the fried Creole donuts, the kind you get at cafe.
This call will be recorded.
I'm not sure if... I'm sorry, we were interrupted. Excuse me. I was saying about PJs and about getting a beignet. I can taste one of those beignets right now, as a matter of fact. But he's also got Kaluta's King Cake. You can get slices of King Cake, or you can get a perfect centerpiece for your Super Bowl party is a king cake from Kaluta's that you can get right at PJ's Coffee, 1201 New Road in Lynnwood. And, of course, we don't want to forget about Mardi Gras wine and Olympic wine. The Olympics begin. We've been jumping the gun on that, and we will have the wine goddess back again soon to talk about. I've been focusing on these great, great wines of northern Italy. They are some of the best Pinot Grigios and Sauvignon Blancs made up there in the foothills of the Alps, which, of course, is what you'll be looking up at from Cortina and Milano when you go and when you see the Olympics on TV. So it's Olympic wine, it's Mardi Gras wine, and as we said before, if you want to do as the New Orleanians do, you'll have the blended whiskeys, you'll have the single malt bourbon, single malt scotch, single barrel bourbons and whiskeys. That's what they like on Mardi Gras. And, of course, they like just about everything. And our friend over there at the Circle, Jordan, is not only Jordan the craft beer guy, but he is Jordan the bourbon guy. And you can go and talk with him or the big guy, JM, or talk to the wine master. A lot of great wines. And those big reds, the ones we've been talking about, if you want something special for an Olympic party, friends getting together, watching the Olympics, it's perfect to get those big reds. The Gavi on the white side, and on the red side, the Barbaresco, and of course, the Amarone, and the Barolo. Chet's got some at very good prices. You can enjoy that. We are very, very grateful. Next week, we will be reporting back from Jam Cruise. For the first time ever, Nancy and I are going to be on the Jam Cruise. We'll be undertaking it on the 7th, reporting back the following week. But maybe we'll have an interview or two with some of the people on the Jam Band Cruise, and we'll also be refocused on the Mardi Gras wines from Circle Liquor Store. Remember, Circle is open, even in this weather, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m., 7 days a week. So you can run over there anytime you can get over there and enjoy all of this, including, of course, the winter brews and all the new stouts and porters that Jordan has, especially for the winter games and the good times in the winter. We want to thank all of you for making us so successful in all of our endeavors. And we want to invite you all to stay with us and listen every week as we come forward with all the new things that are going to be happening here in Jersey and all over. And until we speak with you again, we love you, and we want you to remember one thing: let the big times roll.
The preceding program was paid for and presented by Tony Mart Presents.